And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wei ni hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now, go vegan. End global warming. How? Well, go vegan. Well, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison of the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And, you know, unlike the countless millions with stomachs still a little queasy from what they ate off the grill today, or as Ken Lay probably ate off the grill on July 4th. No, my stomach is still a little queasy from catching the Larry King show on the Terror Vision set the other night. What does it run on? Oh yeah, it's like everything else. It runs on our monopolistic ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox censorship channel. But I don't know about you, but a show on my TerrorVision set with George W. Bush for a full hour. I mean, I see that face and just the feeling of revulsion comes over me as if I'm watching a hamburger commercial, you know, like that Paris Hilton one. Ugh. And I just want a beef. I mean, barf. Yeah, it's the same thing. And then on the same show is his zombie wife, Laura W. Stepford Bush. And I feel like I'm watching a hamburger commercial and they just added on the cheese, you know? And there's no respite when they go to the moderator, Larry King. I'm thinking, this has got to be the Twilight Zone or the Outer Limits or something. Don't they all look like aliens from some far-off place? And Bush is in a smirky world of his own anyway. And of course, all criticism of him is, well, just, of course, politics. He did say that Ken Lay was a good guy, and as all the people he caused to live in cardboard boxes already knew. And Bush said Ken Lay was a very generous guy, a big philanthropist in the Houston area. But isn't it easy to give away millions when you've stolen billions? Oh, I see. Bush has never considered giving away any millions of his stolen billions. You know, this here program runs on the Air America affiliate in San Francisco, the Quake, and there's a really good chance it will start to run in the very near future on the Air America affiliate in San Diego, KLSD 1360 AM. So given where it's running, along with KTYM, AM 1460 in Los Angeles, Go Vegan with Bob Linden is the Bush-bashing radio show that promotes complete vegetarianism as the cure to all that ails us. Yes, even George Bush. But we'll get more into all of that in the weeks ahead, especially when we try to explain to the KLSD San Diego audience why going vegan solves all the problems discussed regularly on Air America. And I do have to say that Mike Malloy is one of my favorites on Air America. And, you know, a week after Bush and Bush on Larry King selling the Repub All Con agenda, and then, you know, our war clown, McRonald McDumsfeld, going off to Afghanistan, saying that the level of violent incidents is up because activity is up. Huh? Yeah, Mike Malloy on Air America hypothesized that the war clown was showing signs of Alzheimer's. And hasn't it been mentioned in the past on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, as presented in a number of articles, a number of UPI articles, that perhaps the human form of mad cow is often misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's? And haven't I said on the show that the behavior of Bush and Cheney, and in fact, most of the Repub All Con National Party, aren't they all showing signs of the human form of mad cow disease? Either that or Rumsfeld still has his pharmaceutical company connections. Or if not, I guess there are always the connections through Rush Limbaugh. But, you know, they all seriously must be on antidepressants because they're all just so depressing, aren't they? I mean, did you hear? It was announced this week that many of the U.S. troops are on antidepressants, and many of the commanders are on antidepressants. You know, the woman in Texas who killed her children, she was on an antidepressant, which now comes with a warning about it potentially leading to homicidal thoughts. Now, why didn't that come out during the animal experimentation of the drug, huh? No notations of homicidal thoughts by white mice noted by vivisectors? And I'm not just saying this because...
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, but according to a July 10th AP story, homicidal thoughts has been added to the list of rare adverse events for the drug Effexor, the antidepressant Andrea Yates took in the months before she drowned her five children. The FDA, by the way, defines rare as less than 1 in 1,000, although homicidal thoughts for 1 in 1,000 seems, you know, like a high number to me. But I seriously would like to know what drugs the Bushes take, you know, and how about McRonald McDumsfeld? Are they on Effexor? You know, I'm a little concerned about their homicidal thoughts. Mike Malloy sees Alzheimer's. I see Mad Cow. How now, Mad Cow? Oh, well, you can listen to the archive of last week's show at goveganradio.com to hear how the magnitude of the coming Mad Cow epidemic may be grossly misunderestimated, to use Bush speak here, so that even Republicans can understand this program. You know, an Alberta cow is suspected of being infected with mad cow disease, or BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy. If confirmed, it would be Mad Canada's 7th discovered case and the 2nd within a week. And this cow at 4 years of age would have been infected after the feed ban imposed in Canada, in Mad Canada, to supposedly protect against the disease that is 100% fatal in the human form. And there's an interesting article, you can go to vegsource.com on the statistical, based on FDA statistics, based on the FDA's own statistics, the author of that article estimates that the U.S. population has eaten 777 mad cows. That's what the statistics would show. It's an interesting article. Go over to vegsource.com. By the FDA's own statistics, the theory is that Americans have eaten 777 mad cows. Mad cow, sad cow, you know, a nation on antidepressants. Well, we are what we eat, huh? And, gosh, we see the beheadings, we see the violence, and we see the depression. And what's more sad than what happens to animals who are turned into food? So please don't be like George Bush. Don't be sad. Stop eating animals. Don't be mad. Stop eating animals. Don't be bad. Stop eating animals. You know, it's a dying fad, so stop eating animals and you will be glad, okay? So it's as simple as that. You don't have to participate in it. And one bite of an infected cow burger or cow steak can be fatal. One bite. And the dormancy period can be quite a while. So one bite today can be fatal for your child in 20 years or 25 years. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk to Dawn Moncrief. She's the executive director of Farm Animal Reform Movement, who is putting on Animal Rights 2006, the conference in Washington, D.C. next month. We'll talk about the conference and what's going on with Farm. Also, as we are looking again at potentially adding on the Air America affiliate in San Diego, I ask that you consider making a tax-deductible donation to support this show. A lot of people don't understand that each and every week we have to buy this airtime. It's like a vegan commercial. It's as if somebody were buying the time and you know, selling vitamins or mortgages or whatever. It's brokered time on the station. So each and every week we have to buy the airtime. Free speech is expensive, and we're not supported by major corporations. So this is the vegan world getting out a message of compassion for the animals and hope for the children, for your health, for the environment. So please make a tax-deductible donation. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California, 92164, or donate online at the website. It's goveganradio.com. Talking about how delicious Veggianaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veggianaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veggianaise? Or a tofu burger with Veggianaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veggianaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veggianaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veggianaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. Also from Follow Your Heart, don't forget vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt. So if you want enchiladas, you want nachos, you want pizza, you can have them. And you can have them vegan from vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. Stop giving your family the bird. You and you can give your family chicken-free chicken. And also from Follow Your Heart, wonderful salad dressings, wonderful organic salad dressings. The vegan varieties include creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does. So why would you go anywhere serving it when you can go to a wonderful vegan restaurant like Truly Vegan, a truly wonderful restaurant in Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. Right there on Hollywood Boulevard, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at the 101 freeway at Bronson. Truly Vegan. Truly Vegan caters and delivers in the area. Definitely check it out and check out the breakfast specials. Very popular. They include, for example, hash browns, tofu scramble, and soy bacon strips. Also included is one special that has blueberry pancakes, tofu scramble, and a soy wiener. There are simply pancakes, hash browns, and soy sausage. And I really like the sushi there. And there's a wonderful batter-fried chicken. If you have friends who say, oh, we can never give up chicken, that's the one thing I can never give up, go to Truly, get the batter-fried chicken there. It's truly unbelievable. The phone number for Truly is 323-466-7958.
Oh, no, now you're going to give it to people. Animal burger.
No way. Where? Oh, no. Why would they do that when they could be giving the people Sunshine Burgers? And, you know, now you can run on solar power, too, with Sunshine Burgers since 1983. Now it's your turn to discover the delicious simplicity of organic vegan ingredients with protein-packed Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower. Energy from the sun. Sunshine Burgers, simply delicious from simple ingredients like the original certified organic with ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, herbs, and sea salt. Really delicious. Or try the organic, zesty Southwestern Sunshine Burger. ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, black beans, bell peppers, cilantro, garlic, jalapeno, cumin seed, onion, and sea salt. Magnifico. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section of your natural foods market, where you'll also find the barbecue Sunshine Burger with natural smoke flavor. No soy, no wheat, gluten-free Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower kernel, which is also rich in fiber and potassium and iron and vitamin E. This is the gourmet burger since 1983, and we welcome Sunshine Burger as a sponsor to Go Vegan Radio. Oven-baked, pre-cooked, heat and serve. And you are solar powered too. Visit sunshineburger.com. Better yet, the frozen food section of your natural foods market.
Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue now at Go Vegan Radio. And the big animal rights conference is coming up this year. It's on the East Coast. Farm puts it on. And today we talk to the executive director of the Farm Animal Reform Movement, Don Moncrief. Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Bob?
Great, great, great. So you must be excited getting ready for this year's Animal Rights Conference.
We are working overtime as it pulls closer, August 10th through 14th.
Yes.
So, very busy, very excited, and we've got some really interesting stuff happening this year that we're happy to share with you.
Great. Well, it's happening in Washington, D.C., August 10th through the 14th. So at the Hilton Mark Center in Washington, D.C. It's okay to visit Washington, D.C. at least August 10th through the 14th. There'll be wonderful animal rights people, supporters of the cause. And what will be going on at the conference?
Well, we've got a lot happening. It's a very busy conference. It starts that Thursday evening. We have networking receptions, newcomer orientations, and we're going to be kicking off, like I said, Thursday evening with a big plenary session, get everybody started, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll be going from 9 in the morning till 10 at night and then some. We have three tracks of sessions that go on based on issues for newcomers, and then we also have special sessions for activists trying to get better skills, and then also for long-term animal rights people talking strategy, and all that is online. So I could go over all the details, but we've got basically 100 sessions going on all facets of the animal rights movement, and you can look online and see the detailed program and our exhibitors list and speakers list. If you go to our website at farmusa.org, there's a big banner. Just click there, and it'll take you right to the site.
Okay, farmusa.org. So what can newcomers expect if somebody finally has interest in this and decides, you know, I've never done this before, I've never been involved with these issues, but they concern me, I'm hearing about them more, I'd like to take some action. What would a newcomer expect coming to a conference?
This is life-changing for a lot of people who come for the first time. If they are not already vegetarian or vegan, they take steps in that direction. And just to be around people who are so energized and so passionate, there's just a ton of things to learn, too. And I always tell newcomers, don't try to do everything, because they get very excited and want to do all the sessions, but you just can't. But we do have about 80 to 90, maybe even more, exhibitors that we're expecting. And that's going to be free and open to the public. We do a lot to bring in newcomers, even if they just come in for a little taste of it, to come in and see the exhibits and attend one free session. But if you're coming from farther away, you at least want to attend one day. We have weekend passes as well as the full registrations available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to be around so many long-term movement leaders, as well as, you know, the people who are also new that you get to, you know, feed off their energy, and then the people who are in the middle, and all the other issues also that you don't realize are connected to your own issue. It's really special.
Right. And so who are some of the headline speakers whom we might expect to see at the conference then?
Okay. Well, we've got Bruce Friedrich of PETA, who's going to be there, Erica Meyer from Compassion Over Killing, Matt Ball from Vegan Outreach, Lori Balston, the co-founder of Farm Sanctuary, who's now running Animal Acres, is going to be there. Of course, our own founder, Alex Hershaft, Patrice Jones, the Global Hunger Alliance, Elliot Katz from In Defense of Animals, Paul Watson from Sea Shepherd. He's the guy who was the co-founder of Greenpeace, and he goes out in a ship and rams other ships when they're doing illegal whaling. Very exciting stuff.
And he's a great speaker. He's so inspirational. You wind up signing up and getting on his boat practically right there. You know?
Right. He's amazing, very charismatic, and just the energy of watching somebody who's so amazing, who gets out there and does the kinds of things that we would all like to do, but most of us don't have the opportunities to do. Marjorie Spiegel, who wrote the dreaded comparison, comparing slavery with the animals and how they're treated, will be there as well. We've got the full speakers list, including some bios, again, online, so that you can really look through, see people's photos. We also have a new system this year, once you're registered online, where you can look and see the other registrants. You can see their photos and what they're interested in. You can chat with them. So it's based on the Friendster and the MySpace, those types of things, where you can actually communicate with the registrants and start networking ahead of time.
You were able to get that information from the NSA, probably?
Right. No, I'm sure they're on there, though.
They'll be attending. I hope they pay full price and actually let them see some of the videos, and they'll be converts themselves.
Yeah, and the exhibits, I just think, are so much fun. Again, we've got Temptation Ice Cream, the soy dairy ice cream that's going to be there, Sticky Fingers Bakery, as well as the big display by PETA and Farm and In Defense of Animals. We've got a lot of vendors like Vegan Essentials, Pangea, animal rights stuff, as well as local vegetarian societies and magazines like Veg News Magazine, Vegetarian Times Magazine, E Magazine, Satya Magazine, Lantern Books, Snooty Jewelry. So just so much to learn and fun stuff to buy, merchandise gear, things like that.
Oh, no, it's great. And really, it's a convention of heroes, you know. These are the modern-day heroes. We're always looking at our society and the negativity and the violence. And here are the people who are in opposition to violence, who are doing real good in the world. So this is where the heroes convene, and it is quite inspirational.
Yeah, and this year we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the animal rights movement. So we're going to have some videos commemorating that, some special sessions. We're going to have debates on abolition versus welfare, reformist-type movements, debates on what kind of tactics are appropriate. It's a very controversial but very important stuff. We've also got some eyewitness reports of Katrina rescues and the new stuff as well as the long-term stuff that we need to know.
Right, things on the Shaq trial.
Oh, the Shaq trial is going to be well represented. We're going to be getting a videotape of Kevin, who's on house arrest right now, so that we can show that so that he can still be represented.
Mm-hmm.
And also, traveling-wise, we're very fortunate this year. The Hilton Mark Center is an amazing hotel. It's gorgeous. It's just absolutely amazing. And they are actually doing a free shuttle back and forth from the Crystal City Metro and from National Airport, so you can get a free shuttle. You don't have to worry about the transportation issue.
Wonderful.
And it's actually in Alexandria, Virginia, which is right on the outskirts of Washington, D.C. It's considered Metro D.C.
Ah, okay.
So, but the public transportation system is very easy, and like I said, there's a free shuttle back and forth through Reagan National Airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in Washington for a while there when I was program director of Jazzy 100. So, yeah, it is right in the metro area there. So, wonderful. So we would like people to attend, and a lot of people are making some arrangements to travel now, still take vacations. Well, there's the destination for you, August 10th through the 14th, the Hilton Mark Center.
That's right. And again, you don't need to attend for the full time. A lot of people can just come for the weekend. So if you want to just come down for the 12th and the 13th, that's perfectly fine. We have a reduced rate. Also, if anybody mentions Go Vegan Radio, we'll take another $20 off.
Ah.
So there's still time to pre-register. There's still time to get good air rates. And again, go to farmusa.org. That's our main website. You can click to the conference from there. You can also give me a call at 888-FARM-USA, toll-free.
Wonderful. FarmUSA.org. Mention Go Vegan Radio, get $20 off. Such a deal, huh? Just for listening to the show. That's great.
And so, we also have an early registration rate going on for the rest of July, so you get a double discount, the early registration plus the Go Vegan discount.
Excellent. Okay. Well, take advantage of it. Go to this. It'll change your life if you haven't been to one. I highly recommend it. I hope you'll be doing one in Los Angeles again or on the West Coast again.
We'll be on the West Coast next year. We alternate coast, East Coast, and West Coast. We also have a surprise celebrity guest appearance. We're about to announce it soon. I can't announce it before we officially announce it, but stay tuned. And again, online, we also have the full exhibitors list, the full speakers list, the program. You can get all the details you want, everything you wanted to know and more. We also have room and ride share opportunities that you can get involved with by getting on the website.
Well, wonderful, Dawn. And once again, it's going to be a wonderful conference. I know a lot of people are heading out there from California that I know who will be representing. So anything else on going on with FARM that we should know about, aside from the conference? Any subject matter that you would like to?
Well, we've got World FARM Animals Day that's going to be happening in October. And so we've started the kickoff for that. We encourage all your listeners to give us a call, sign up by email, get out and do something for World FARM Animals Day in October. Events are very easy. You don't have to be intimidated by the term event. Any type of lit drop or vegan lunch, anything that you can do to help spread the word about the benefits of a veg diet, we need you. Come this October. October 2nd is the official day for Gandhi's birthday. We'll send you the materials, everything you need to know, and any event, big or small, counts, because what we need is numbers. So the more people who get out and do something for the animals, we get to say, hey, this year is our record number. You know, we've gotten this many hundreds or this many thousands of people, this many states represented, this many countries represented. And we have every state represented so far. Right now we're about 24 countries. But we also want to increase our numbers within those states. So even if you don't consider yourself an activist, we'd really like people to get involved. And again, you can get that information off our main website at farmusa.org. Just go to the World FARM Animals Day button.
And of course, FARM gives us meat out every year, the first day of spring. So
that's right. All our campaigns, it's a cute little site that we have. It's all the little logos are around the center of our logo pig, and so it's got the campaigns and the dates, and you click on them, and then you go directly to that site with all the detailed information. So it's a very user-friendly site, and it's worth just, browsing if you haven't looked at it before. We do public education campaigns. We don't actually have any of the animals. All we do is get information out about the benefits of a veg diet for the animals, for your health, for the earth, and for global hunger. So we've got a lot of materials that would be useful.
Yes, we have all the reasons on our side.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Well, thanks, Dawn, for all the great work that you do with FARM and for working on this conference. I hope a lot of people listening will attend. Remember, you get $20 off if you mention Go Vegan Radio, and there's also a discount through the end of July. Yes?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, thanks, Dawn, for being with us again on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Great. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks. Great to have you again. Okay, shall we look at the calendar of events and see what's going on? I also want to invite you to make a donation to Last Chance for Animals. LCA, you know the kind of great work that LCA does, including that wonderful documentary that was on HBO, Dealing Dogs. Well, right now, LCA has 6 investigators in the field right at the moment. It's expensive, and LCA is involved with investigations, legislation, education. And you can donate online at lcanimal.org. Or you can mail a payment to 8033 Sunset Boulevard, LA 90046. And you can mention that you are so motivated to send that donation by Go Vegan Radio, and LCA will then make a donation back to Go Vegan Radio. So we get a percentage of that. Protest vigils against animal experimentation at UCSF resume on the third Thursday of each month, including this July 20th, going from 4:30 in the afternoon till 5:30 or 6 p.m. That's at 513 Parnassus Avenue, UCSF. The most recent vigil newsletter will be available detailing dog abuse in medical labs of UCSF and an article about the living conditions of monkeys in research labs written by a former vivisector. Thousands of animals are imprisoned throughout the city by UCSF. And so if we're so against torture, let's show it by standing up for the most tortured, the most voiceless, the most oppressed. And, this scientific fraudulent game, this greedy game that goes on in the world's most sophisticated city, huh? Or do we let it go on? Do we let it continue? Demand that it stop, stand up for the animals who cower inside behind windowless walls, forgotten. Remember them at the monthly vigil, and it starts again July 20th at UCSF. Well, I'm reminding you again, keep the date. I haven't really solidified all the details, but keep the date for our veggie queue, all the grilling, none of the killing. Sunday, August 20th. The plan is at the Venice United Methodist Church, the Venice Peace and Justice Center there, which is on Lincoln near Venice Boulevard. Our sizzling summer veggie queue. We will have sunshine burgers out there. We will have tofurkey franks. I'm trying to finalize the music. I ran into some wonderful musicians. I'm trying to see if they'll come out. The San Jorocho, let's see, was that San Jorocho? Yeah, the San Jorocho musicians who are at the South Central Farm. Trying to see if they'll come out there. Shannon Keith will be screening her video, which is Behind the Mask, about the people who risk everything to save animals. We'll be screening that. I believe we'll be screening a segment of eating out there. And the food's going to be great, so save the date again, August 20th. It's a Sunday, our veggie queue. Let's get together in Venice. I think it'll probably start around 1:30 or 2 o'clock and go till around 6 or 7. But, you know, we'll have it together. We'll have flyers ready in the course of the next week. I have some invites out to speakers. We'll see if Laurie Bowston can make it, if Paul Watson can make it. We will determine that in the days ahead. And the information will go up at goveganradio.com as soon as I know what we're doing. which is always rare when it happens. Now, the National Lawyers Guild is responding to the Green Scare, what lawyers need to know. There's a symposium going on in New York City at Cardozo Law School, June 26th at 6:30 p.m. And this is in response to Operation Backfire, which we will discuss on this program. And I believe I might have a news item regarding that. Coming up on today's show. And I want to remind you that you can make in-kind donations to Go Vegan Radio, which we would greatly appreciate, especially vehicles, cars, vans, trucks, motorhomes. You can donate them to Go Vegan Radio. Also, computers and electronics, all would be appreciated. You can call me at 818-623-6477, 818-623-6477, or email bob@goveganradio.com. Okay, let us go on. I guess it would be spot break two on my log here. We actually try to being spontaneous takes a lot of preparation. So I want to introduce you to Tofurky Franks and Tofurky Chipotle Franks, made with a blend of organic tofu with a meaty texture and rich flavor. Tofurky Franks and Tofurky Chipotle Franks are perfect on the grill and on the bun. Other veggie dogs have a bit of a beefy flavor. Well, the Tofurky Franks have a great meaty wiener taste on top of a turkey-like flavor base. Tofurky Chipotle Franks with zesty, smoky chipotle peppers won the 2006 Veggie Award from Veg News for the best new vegetarian product at Expo West. New Tofurky Franks, Tofurky Chipotle Franks, and look for new Tofurky breakfast links from Turtle Island Foods, now 100% powered by wind energy. And we'll have the Tofurky Franks and Chipotle Franks at our veggie queue on August 30th. I also want you to know that Tofurky Franks were 3 years in the making, using organic tofu and expeller-pressed, non-hexane-extracted soy protein isolates and concentrates. More expensive process, but better for the environment. Hexane is a chemical solvent from crude oil used in the extraction of oil from vegetables. Over 90% of soybean extraction uses hexane, which is a toxic air contaminant, a greenhouse gas used in glue and as a cleaning agent. So it is not used by Tofurky in the Tofurky Franks.
Experiments on animals? What a waste of their lives and your money.
That is for sure. There's a book that's getting a lot of attention that's out now, and you may want to do a read on it. It's the long-awaited book, Animals in the Afterlife, by Kim Sheridan. Now available in bookstores throughout the United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, and South Africa. It's here now. You can check it out at the website, animalsandtheafterlife.com. The Foreword Magazine Book of the Year Award winner, and Gretchen Weiler of the Humane Society of the United States, of the Genesis Awards. What did she have to say about it? This uplifting book is a real page-turner. Kim's unique life experiences and compassion make this book a tremendously healing gift. Judith Guggenheim, researcher and author of Hello from Heaven, said, "At last, Kim Sheridan confirms that our precious pets survive their physical death and can communicate with us from their heavenly realm, where we can expect reunion when it's our time to pass." Thank you, Kim. And Alan M. Schoen, MSDVM, author of Love, Miracles, and Animal Healing and Kindred Spirits, says, "Kim has combined an amazing amount of information, from stories, quotes, and perspectives to thought-provoking theories on a fascinating and controversial subject. Her courage, persistence, and talents shine beautifully through this book. If you've ever wondered about this subject, this book is a must-read. It touches your heart and stimulates your mind. Read and enjoy." Again, the book is Animals and the Afterlife. You can go to the website. It's animalsandtheafterlife.com.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
That's for sure. Okay, well, I want you to know about a wonderful product that comes from a wonderful company, from Nutru. Well, you know, DHA is a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid, considered a critical nutrient, one of the main components of the brain, required for functioning of all neural systems, including vision. In studies, low levels of DHA have been found in persons with heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, Alzheimer's, depression, ADD, insomnia, stress, hyperactivity, dyslexia, and with DHA supplementation, the conditions have improved. The Food and Drug Administration has allowed Nutru to put on its Omega Zen 3 label, quote, "Omega-3s such as EPA and DHA have been the subject of considerable scientific research of their beneficial effects in terms of cardiovascular system, central nervous system, and other major bodily systems. In addition, the FDA classifies the DHA oil used in Omega Zen 3, generally recognized as a safe food ingredient, and you can find it at all Whole Foods locations in Southern California. If your Omega 3 is a little fishy, that's too bad, because you're actually depleting the oceans of marine life. And fish and fish oils often contain mercury and heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. And now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. It's Omega Zen 3 from Nutru, now at all Southern California Whole Foods markets. And if you don't happen to be in Southern California, go to Nutru.com, N-U-T-R-U.com, Nutru.com, a wonderful company that's concerned about energy conservation and recycling, lowering patterns of consumption, and definitely for the animals. Jim Donovan was a guest on the show a few weeks back. The show is archived at GoVeganRadio.com. Listen and see how supportive he is of this program, of animal rights, and of your health. And again, you can visit the website, Nutru, NUTRU.com.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
And that's why you want to go and have a wonderful meal at Vegetable Delight, I believe perhaps the best Chinese vegetarian restaurant in Southern California at 17823 Chatsworth Street. The phone number is 818-360-3997, 818-360-3997. Open 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Tuesday through Sunday. Yes, now open for lunch on weekends. That was the only complaint I used to hear from people about Vegetable Delight. We want to go for lunch on the weekend, but it was closed. But now it's open. Closed on Mondays. Open 11:30 to 9:30. And you know the kinds of favorites that I have there. All, you know, the Buddhist monks over the centuries have worked tirelessly to replicate meat tastes and textures to get people off of cadaver, you know? And so, gosh, I really like the fish and brown sauce and the sweet and sour pork. The veggie lamb is great. It's a wonderful restaurant, so check it out. It's Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street. The phone number, 818-360-3997 in Granada Hills in the San Fernando Valley. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We continue now, and gosh, I invite you to visit the website govegan.freelife.com to discover the amazing Asian super juice. Yes, it's Himalayan goji juice. Dr. Earl Mindell said it's his most important health discovery in his 40-year career. It's been around for centuries, and gosh, there's everything from overall cell rejuvenation, powerful protection against microbes, proven cancer protection. There is a case history on it. So it's been around for centuries. Goji means happy. There's a festival in Asia every year, 2 weeks. If you could live in that climate there in the Himalayas and be happy, there's got to be something magical to goji juice. And I hear amazing things from the people who drink it. The arthritis relief, the normalizing blood sugar, all sorts of wonderful things that go on with that. You can read about it at govegan.freelife.com. Govegan.freelife.com. And in Animal News and Views, an article in the July 11th Sacramento Bee had the headline, State Game Warden Shortage, Poachers Profit, Animals Don't. Low pay, low morale, retirements are adding up to conditions leaving hunting and fishing violations uninvestigated and unprosecuted. There are 192 wardens employed by the Department of Fish and Game to cover an area of 159,000 square miles. The starting salary is $39,000, which is two-thirds the pay of a starting California Highway Patrol officer. 40 wardens are expected to leave this year because of retirement and low pay. While the state currently has 64 openings already for wardens that it is finding hard to fill. Eric Mills of Action for Animals was quoted in the article saying, "We're losing big time. There's major poaching going on all over the state right now, from deer to crab, surf perch. It's a nightmare." The article talked about pheasant and just all sorts of animals who are suffering. The article points out that the Bay Area, with its global shipping port, a major point of entry for invasive species, with major commercial and sport fishing operations, and with 6.7 million people, has only two game wardens on duty at any given time. On average, a game warden patrols 600 square miles, rarely has backup or even contact with a dispatcher, and also must enforce water quality and invasive species laws. And there are no game wardens for the Klamath River, where the Chinook salmon populations are at dangerous lows due to poaching. Sierra County, which went without a game warden for a year, has 20 unsolved bear poaching cases in the past 2 years. Jerry Carnow, Nevada County game warden, said, quote, "The word on the street among poachers is that there are no game wardens. You're not going to get caught, so you might as well just kill everything you can get your hands on." End quote. You know, and I'm just so glad that the state has its priorities so correct. Spending money spying on peace activists and animal rights protesters against the seal massacre in Canada. Much better to spend money spying on people like that than putting money into a game warden program. Good California. Well, more on the fruit juice vivisection fiasco. Yes, more on fruit juice vivisection. More on fruit juice vivisection. We've been reporting here lately that even seemingly innocent fruit juice companies have been engaged in cruel animal experimentation. Companies that have been testing, but recently, under PETA pressure, have decided to stop, are Welch's, Ocean Spray, and Sunny Delight. This past week, Tahitian Noni Juice announced that it will discontinue its animal experimentation funding. Yes, Tahitian Noni Juice was testing on animals. Apparently, Noni Juice was being tested on tumors in mice. Remember when Ingrid Newkirk of PETA was on this program a few weeks back? And again, it's archived at goveganradio.com. She also gave us the shocking news that pomegranate juice is experimenting on animals. Have I reminded you that this show desperately needs your tax-deductible donation to help us pay for the airtime? Yes, we have to pay each and every week. You can donate online at goveganradio.com or make a check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. GoVeganRadio.com is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. East Bay Animal Advocates is doing 5 consecutive days of outreach at the Berkeley and Palo Alto Andronico's markets, asking customers to ask Andronico's to stop selling eggs from chickens confined in battery cages. East Bay Animal Advocates undercover footage at NewCal Foods, supplier of Andronico's brand name eggs, showed intensive confinement of chickens in wire cages. Several retailers, including Whole Foods and Wild Oats Markets, have agreed to carry only cage-free eggs. Andronico's says it is, quote, committed to the highest standards of animal husbandry. But I guess this would be animal wifery, wouldn't it? Because it's always the females who are confined and giving the eggs, huh? For more information on the 5 days of outreach going today through Thursday, you can go to eastbayanimaladvocates.org. Gosh, see now, if I were interested in female exploitation issues, how could I ever eat an egg? Because there is, you know, there is female exploitation to the max. Imprisoned, slaves, confined. They can't even stretch a wing, huh? And people still eat eggs, huh? Considering where they come from, huh? People still eat eggs, huh? Embryos secreted from where? Well, millions of baby birds are shipped as common mail in the United States. Yes, right through the post office, where you worry about your common mail being treated as common mail, much less baby birds, who do suffer. They are injured and they die. And you can read about the HSUS campaign against S-2395 in the U.S. Senate at hsus.org. S-2395 would keep the U.S. Postal Service and commercial airlines from implementing humane standards for the shipping of chicks. Well, this past week, the North American Animal Liberation Press Office released a communique signed by the ALF, claiming to have left an incendiary device at the Bel Air home of UCLA vivisector Lynn Fairbanks. The ALF accuses Fairbanks of breeding monkeys for painful addiction experiments, including the use of cocaine and ecstasy. and eventually the monkeys are killed. I saw an interesting email going around talking about how, you know, what used to be the Red Scare in this country, you know, communists, there's a communist hiding behind every tree. Well, now I guess there's a tree hugger hiding behind every tree, because the Red Scare has now turned into the Green Scare, with eco-activists and animal activists targeted for arrest in the government's Operation Backfire. And maybe the name will even prove to be literal at some point here, huh? Typical name for something, you know, out of the Bushtapo regime. Anyway, there's an author, activist, lecturer named Derek Jensen conducting a little mini tour July 27th through the 29th through Santa Barbara, LA, and San Diego, with the focus of discussion on the Green Scare. So for more information, you can go to ecoprisoners.org/fundraiser. That's ecoprisoners.org/fundraiser, where you can email info@ecoprisoners.org. That's info@ecoprisoners.org. Reuters report this past week shows 95% of the gorilla population of the Democratic Republic of the Congo was wiped out by an Ebola outbreak in 2004. The virus apparently spread quickly, gorilla to gorilla. The World Health Organization blames Ebola on Ebola outbreaks on human hunting and butchering of chimpanzees, transmitting the virus in blood and tissue and bodily fluids. Ebola is a deadly virus, killing 50 to 90% of those infected, including humans. Of 1,850 humans known infected since 1976, 1,200 have died. The Ocean Conservancy is upset about a measure to be considered by the United States House of Representatives. In the next few weeks, H.R. 5018 will be put to a vote. The Ocean Conservancy says it's misnamed. It is misnamed, as you know, all Bushtapo legislation is. This one is misnamed as the American Fisheries Management and Marine Life Enhancement Act. And, of course, with a name like that, we know it will weaken fishery conservation law and roll back environmental protections, harming oceans and sea life. And you can contact your member of the House of Misrepresentatives on that one. Speaking of misrepresentatives, we have our one-man environmental tragedy, Tracy Misrepresentative Repub All Con Rich Pombo, the chairman of the House Resources Committee, who wants to terrorize as many species as possible. He wants to dismantle the Endangered Species Act, and now he wants to dismantle the federal moratorium on offshore drilling, which has protected the coasts of California, Florida, and a dozen other states since 1982. The past three presidents before the current dictator have supported the moratorium. Coastal states will be bribed to drill with royalties under the Pombo Mambo plan of destruction here. Let's see, what was it, a week ago Monday in Los Angeles, a federal judge, Florence Marie Cooper, issued a temporary restraining order against the United States Navy's use of mid-frequency active sonar, or MFA sonar, saying, quote, "Plaintiffs have submitted considerable convincing scientific evidence demonstrating that the Navy's use of MFA sonar can kill, injure, and disturb many marine species, including marine mammals," end quote. The Navy had planned on using the sonar during Pacific warfare exercises scheduled to begin last week off of the coast of Hawaii. PETA's running of the nudes took place with an estimated 1,000 protesters running in opposition to the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, and their ultimate demise in the bull ring. Yes, those bulls you see running through the streets all wind up losers in the bullfighting ring, killed by losers in front of a crowd of losers, all who have lost their humanity. Let's see here. An AP article headlined, "Hunting Norwegian Whalers Shocked Tourists." 80 tourists aboard the trawler Rhine in the Arctic Lofoten Islands, saw more than they wanted as Norwegian whale hunters harpooned a whale with explosives and then dragged the whale with a wire attached to the harpoon within close range of the sightseers. That was one of over 400 minke whales killed this year by Norwegians. Yes, you think of Japan as being the whale killers. Norwegians are doing it too, on their merry murderous way to a quota of 1,052 minke whales. The whales are butchered on board and sold for sausage in Norway. Norway outraged the world by resuming its commercial whale killing in 1993 after a six-year moratorium, while the International Whaling Commission banned commercial whaling in 1986. Member nations can ignore its decisions, and Norway has decided to be ignorant. The skipper of the tourist boat said of his passengers, quote, "Some were pretty upset. Many thought it was awful to see," end quote. A Dutch tourist told a local newspaper, quote, "This was definitely not what we came to see. We came to see live whales." Now, let's see. The American Civil Liberties Union is inviting you to join the nationwide demand that the FCC and state utility commissions investigate reports of unlawful sharing of consumers' call records with the National Security Agency and issue cease and desist orders to any phone companies found to have been engaging in this activity. It is illegal and un-American for your phone company to hand over your phone records to the GovEnronment without a legal order. You can visit ACLU.org for information. AT&T has been involved with this un-American activity. You know, and I always love a good boycott, and you know, everybody, people are out there boycotting Mobil, Exxon, and Canadian seafood because of the Canadian seal massacre. And so I just came across one more protest here, one more boycott. And this comes from people against Sensenbrenner, or non-Sensenbrenner, one of the misrepresentatives in the United States House of Misrepresentatives. It says, "The entire planet knows Sensenbrenner is the author sponsor of H.R. 4437, which would turn 11 million undocumented immigrants into felons, punish anyone guilty of providing them assistance, and construct an iron wall between the U.S. and Mexico. What most Spanish speakers do not know is that Representative James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin is heir to the family fortune of Kimberly Clark. All who purchase Kleenex, Scott, Huggies, Pull-Ups, Kotex, and Depend are putting money in Sensenbrenner's bank account. The brands are bestsellers in more than 80 countries. Mexico, Costa Rica, Colombia, and the rest of Latin America should know who Sensenbrenner is." The flyer continues, "We need to tell every user of these brands. It was Sensenbrenner who would turn 11 million undocumented immigrants into felons, punish anyone guilty of providing them assistance, and construct an iron wall between the U.S. and Mexico." It says, "Join the Axe KC boycott. Stop buying the products that are named. Tell everyone you talk to in person, everyone on your cell phone, everyone in your address book about Sensenbrenner and the Kimberly Clark products. Little Swimmers, Kotex, Depend, Poise, Kleenex, Scott, Pull-Ups, Huggies, Viva, Cottonelle." Okay, thanks for listening so much to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I appreciate it. Please stop eating animals. Stop wearing animals. Join us in the 21st century. Please send money. Now I have to write a check to the radio stations. Free speech is expensive. I need your help. You can donate online at the website. It's goveganradio.com, or mail your check made out to Go Vegan Radio to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. Go Vegan!